Shalom, everyone. If we look at the Sefer Vayikra more in a broader way, it seems that there are three topics that the Sefer generally is talking about. The first topic, obviously, is the topic of Korbanos, Avodah Beit HaMikdash, all the different types of Korbanos that the Parshas Vayikra, Parshat Tzav, even Parshas Shemini in the beginning, is dealing with. Then the Torah moves on to, it's called it Inyanei Kedusha. Starts with Tumah HaTahara, what Rashi calls Toras HaBehema, Toras HaOf, and then moves on to the Tumah HaTahara of human being, Toras HaAdam, Rashi says the beginning of Parshas Tazria. After the Tumah HaTahara, Torah moves on to Kedusha, all the Parshas Kedoshim, what Rambam calls the Sefer Kedusha, the Ma'acholos Asuros, Parshas Shemini, Hilchos Isurei Bia, the Rambam titles that topic in his Sefer as Sefer Kedusha. So the Tumah HaTahara and Kedusha. That Kedusha continues in the beginning of Parshas Emor by the Kedusha of Kedushas Kohanim, and then it moves on to the Kedusha of the Zman. All the Mikra'e Kodesh. These are all the Inyanei Kedusha. Kedusha of the Adam, Kedusha of the Zman. That's the second topic. Then we move on to the topic of Parshas Behar, the Chukosai, this week's Parsha. Parshas Behar and the Chukosai discuss different topics, but it seems that the common denominator between all of them is, if you will, entitlement. Torah talks about not being entitled to your land. 6 years you're going to plant, and the seventh year you let it be. And the Torah keeps repeating, because the land belongs to me. And then Torah moves on, if you sell your land, you're not allowed to sell it forever. Kili kol ha'aretz. And you are getting the toshavim atem imadi. You're like a ger, like a toshav, but the land is mine. We see that when you move to Yovel, the possessions go back, the lands go back, the avadim go back, things go back to their original status. Why? You're not entitled. Don't think it's yours. You move on to Parshas Bechukosai. Even our daily life is sort of on a loan, so to speak, to us. Hashem says, if you keep the laws, learn the Torah, amelim b'Torah, do mitzvahs, then I'll give you rain. Well, your rain, you cannot take it for granted. You're not entitled to rain. You only get the rain if you do what I want you to do. And your health, your security, your food, everything that you have, is sort of on a loan. No entitlement. So these seem to be the three parts in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avoda, the Korbanos, the Kedusha, and whatever it entails, and lack of entitlement. So if you go a little bit deeper, we see the Chorah, this is the realization of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael in the very beginning, Ve'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim ve'goy kadosh. That was supposed to be the definition of Klal Yisrael. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines Klal Yisrael and the relationship that he has with us. Ve'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim ve'goy kadosh. Mamleches kohanim, kohanim. Kohanim are those who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're those who bring the korbanos, who do the avodah. Well, once Chet HaEgel happened, so that was taken away from Klal Yisrael and given to Kohanim. But we are all supposed to be that those Ovdei Hashem, not just Avdei Hashem, but Ovdei Hashem, those who are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our throughout our daily life. That's Mamleches Kohanim. Goy Kadosh, well, the name is on it. The Kedusha, that I want you to be Kadosh. You separate yourself from Tuma, you stay Tahor, and it's not enough to be Tahor. You need to be Kadosh. Ki Kadosh Ani, you are the Goy Kadosh. That covers all the Inyani Kedusha that Sefer Vayikra is talking about. And then that brings us finally to the last point of entitlement is Va'atem Tihyuli. You're going to be mine. You'll be mine. It's not that you are you and what you have is yours. You're mine. That is Tihyuli. As the Pasuk says in our Parsha, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim avadayhem, Asher Hoseh Yosam Meres Mitzrayim. They are mine. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Livracha, has a very important yesod in his sefer in Drash Moshe on this inyan. He goes on the pasuk that the ha'aretz lo timacher lismisus, that the land should not be sold, an absolute sale. It always goes back. Kili ha'aretz, pasuk says, because land is mine. Hashem says, Rav Moshe, v'hata'am hu, the reason is. Mishum de Avde Hashem Hem Israel. Kelal Israel is called Avde Hashem. We are Hashem's servants. As the Pasuk says, Kili ben Israel Avadim. Velachen, and as such, Noten lanu mezonoseinu ke ochlei pras mi beis hamelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us our livelihood as if we are eating off his table. Like all the servants in the palace. The servants in the palace don't go and buy their food from the outside. They are eating me'ochle mishulchan ha'melech. Mishulchan gavoa kazachu. The Gemara says it for the Kohanim. But it's the same thing for all of us. Mishulchan gavoa kazachinan. We are zoche. Uchmo shemare alze oschosem beris kodesh. The same way that our Brit Mila shows that we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all our Inyanim, so too, the way Hashem treats us, the way Hashem gives us our livelihood, our rain, our food, our health, our security, our land, the very land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov, that He's going to give to us, it's only given to us Mishulchan HaMelech. Because you're mine. It's a better situation, it's a better relationship that I am allowing you to eat off my table than I would have given you for yourself and you would have eaten it somewhere else. Rav Moshe says, that is by Umos Ha'olam. Ma'ashegen Umos Ha'olam. She'enam Avadav, they're not considered Hashem's Avadim. But Hashem wants to give them their livelihood anyway. So therefore, Zan Osam Bofen Acher, He gives them their livelihood in a different way. Shenosem Lahem Bematana, He gives it to them as a gift, as a matana. And He says, okay, go and take it. Take it and eat somewhere else. Because I have no connection really with you, Umos Ha'olam. With Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep close contact. So in a way, everything that we own, not just back then, now, every day, everything that we own, is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. We are eating it off Shulchan HaMelech. So in a way, our claim to fame is that we have no entitlement. We're not entitled. Everything we have cannot be taken as granted. It's given to us if we deserve it. And how do we deserve it? If we are the type of servants that we are supposed to be. If we do what we are supposed to do, if we do the Torah mitzvahs the way we are supposed to do, if we keep the mitzvahs, how we should keep it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to us. But it's not something that a person would consider an entitlement. The Duvne Magid gives a mashal to this. He says, mashal lemad avar dume kedarko b'kodesh. He says, there was this guy who had built this beautiful mansion, fancy mansion, in a certain land. Came the time that he needed to leave and move from that land to a different place. So instead of selling that mansion, what he did was he found somebody. And he said, I want to give it to you. You're a nice guy. I'll give it to you as a matana. And you'll have it. I'm moving out. Then he said, but I'm going to give it to you on one condition. That you should not be haughty, you shouldn't be chutzpadik. You should not be azpanim in the Lashon of Duvne Magid. Don't be azpanim. They write a contract, shtar matana, he gives it to him, puts the condition in there that you should not be azpanim. The guy moves out of that land, goes somewhere else, builds a different house, lives there for a number of years. After a number of years, he decides to come back. He comes back, oh, he has no place to live. The house that he had was given away by matana. Rightfully so. But meanwhile, till he will build himself a new house, he needed a place. And he came to the guy and he said, can I live in your house? And he said, yeah, of course, b'chavod. He moves into the house for a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months. Finally, the Baal HaBayis is fed up. He comes over, he says, Rabiyat, it's time to move out. Time to move out. What are you doing here? I mean, you know, you could have come to me for a week or 2 weeks, a day or 2 days, but a month, 2 months, 3 months, time to move out. And he says, what do you mean? You know, I need a place. No, time to move out. So he says, okay, listen, if you want to kick me out, you have to go to Beis Din. Ah, go to Beis Din? You go to Beis Din. They go to Beis Din, and the Dayan says to the owner, the house is yours. He says, yes. Do you have any document to prove that's yours? He pulls out the shtar matana. Yes. So Dayan looks at it and he says, well, the house is no longer yours. As a matter of fact, it was never yours. Why? Because there was a contingency in that matana. You should not be azpanim. Chutzpadik. This guy gave you the entire house. The entire house was his. He gave it to you as a matana. And this is how you treat him after 2-3 months? That proves that you're azpanim, that you don't belong here. Then the whole land, the whole house that is taken away. Says the Duvne Magid, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us. He says, Ki gerim v'toshavim atem imadi. He says, where was that, the Lashon used before? Avram Avinu said, ger v'toshav anochi imachem. Rashi points out, really the land is mine. Hashem had given it to me. Except that meanwhile, Hashem allows you to be there. So, ger, I'm a ger with you. But if you don't give me the piece of land, then I'm a toshav. I'm the real owner. So Hashem says to Kiran Israel, gerim v'toshavim atem imadi. It's your choice. If you do not hold entitlement on the land, if you realize that I gave you the land to begin with, Erez Avad Chalav Udvash, if you realize that everything that you have, not just the land, everything that you have is I'm giving it to you on a daily basis. I treat you like a toshav. You have a right to have it. Supposed right to have it. But if you really think that you're entitled, if you think that it's yours, that you deserve it, it's yours, it's mine, then gerim. Then you're gerim. Then I kick you out. Once you hold entitlement, then you lose it. So in a way, our claim to fame is no entitlement. That is why we have all the brachas that we have. And especially, be'ikvesa de meshicha, that this very issue of entitlement is something that is going around so famously around the world. Everybody shows the feeling of entitlement to this and to that and to something else. We are reminded again and again that there is no entitlement. There is nothing to be taken for granted. That's why, perhaps, the Mishnah at the end of Masechet Sota says, Be'ikvesa de Meshicha, all these things that would go wrong, would go wrong. Al mi anu lehishayin, on whom can we rely? Avinu shebashamayim. We have nothing to rely on. We can't rely on our power. Can't take it for granted. We can't rely on our influence. In the government, you can't take it for granted. We can't rely on our wealth, can't take it for granted. There is nothing that we can take for granted. Avinu shebashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go back to Him. To go back and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is nobody else. We are your avadim. Kili b'nei Israel avadim. Or v'atem tiyuli. We are yours. And if we are yours, the only way that we can have whatever it is that we have is if you allow us to get it from your table, if you are serving it to us. And the only way to be served as such is by keeping the Torah mitzvahs. The more we understand that, the more we will benefit from the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us. Differently than all other goyim. By us, the more we realize that we don't have, the more we will have. And here are some that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring that to a full realization that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avadim, as we always dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yomar kol asher neshama v'apo, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Yisrael, that we belong to Him. Malach, He is the Malchus. U'malchuso b'kol mashallah. Bimhera b'yamin u'amin. Good Shabbos.